And you're welcome back to the programme. The time now, 29 minutes to 6 o'clock. It's a Monday evening and we're going to have our Career Corner discussion. Not with me this evening, Liam Horan, but I'm delighted to be joined by Mark MacDonald from Slinua's Dublin office. Good evening to you, Mark, at this stage.
Hello, Aidan. How are
and
you?
Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
You're more than welcome.
Let's start with the email from KB. I hate that question that gets asked so often at the start of interviews. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I never know what to say. Any pointers?
Yeah, Aidan. That can be a funny one for people who are attending an interview, because a lot of times employers and interviewers will actually ask that question, and in some cases they're hoping that they'll actually, you know, in doing so, that they're trying to put you at ease and just to relax you into the interview. In reality, it's actually a question that can put people on edge and make them anxious about their answer. I suppose what we advise people to do at Slinua is no matter at what point you're asked in the interview, you know, turn every chance you get into an opportunity to show them how you're the right person for the job, how you meet the criteria as set out in the job spec. And this particular question should be no different. But the key to answering this question is to keep it short, to keep it precise, and to keep it snappy. So, you know, rather than going into a detailed account of your life history up to that point, you should really just give an overview of, you know, I grew up here, I was educated here, you know, I've worked in this place and that place, and I've studied for X, Y, and Z. But in doing that, allow yourself an opportunity to try and highlight key points, in particular in relation to your educational background and your work experience. Just have an answer prepared in your own mind where you can pick out key points from your history that are relevant to the job that you're actually interviewing for. So I suppose in reality what we tell people is, you know, try and have an answer prepared before you go in. Think about the job spec as outlined. Think about how your background will meet the particular requirements within that job spec. But keep it short. Keep your answer short. And again, don't be afraid, you know, I suppose, don't be afraid to stop talking. I think a lot of people will make the mistake of talking a little bit too much. And that process in itself will actually cause people to get a little bit stressed as they go on, because they'll actually start listening to themselves.
Isn't that one of the difficulties, of course, is in trying to do the right thing and trying to get the balance right? You may, in fact, just stress yourself out even more at a time when you don't want to be stressed, other than what's going
to
be there.
True, Aidan. But again, I mean, it's down to preparation, really. You know, that's one of, I suppose, it's one of the many scenarios that you need to have prepared before you go in, before you present for an interview. So a little bit of groundwork, in the weeks and days leading up to an interview will go an awful long way. But the key thing, really, with this question, as indeed with every question, is to really, you know, to use it as an opportunity to show them how you're the right fit for the job, how inevitably you'll be the correct hire. So, you know, it's about matching your skills, matching your background with their requirements. And I suppose that's where your research comes in. You know, do your bit of groundwork in advance, study the job spec, study the company, ask people who you may know, either work there or know people who work there. There's endless resources available where you can actually get your research done. But I suppose in terms of that one particular question, it's best obviously to have an answer prepared, but remember to keep it short, keep it relevant, and just use it as an opportunity to demonstrate, you know, how relevant your key skills are to the requirements of the job.
And bearing in mind, of course, as well, that you probably will be one of a number of interviews going on that day, and therefore they're not going to give you carte blanche to speak ad infinitum about yourself. So in terms of practice, you might have 2 or 3 minutes to answer that question, and you need to have practiced, well, what am I going to get in here that's going to be just it for me?
Well, that's absolutely it. I mean, the key is relevance. I suppose really what we say to people is never lose sight of the fact that you know, you're there. You're there to sell yourself, really. You know, it's almost like a sales process. You're the product. Your interviewers are your potential customer, and you're there to sell yourself based on your suitability for the job. So it's, you know, the key is to keep it relevant, to keep it short. And again, you know, and we always say this to people, is don't be afraid to stop talking. there's no harm in having a small amount of silence. Mm. It enables the interviewers to ask the next question. So, you know, don't kind of allow yourself to get into a scenario where you begin to ramble and you've gone into a detailed biography of your life up to that point. That's not what you're trying to do. You're trying to use this as an opportunity to show them again how one of the many ways you can show them how you're the right fit for the job.
Short, succinct and relevant, I suppose, is the motto. Very good. Let's move on to question number two for today. From LL, also by email. I previously worked in the construction sector, but that's gone downhill badly, you're telling me. I'm 42 and I hear people talking about retraining for another career, but what could I do? What should I do? Am I not too old? Can you teach an old dog new tricks?
The short answer to that, Aidan, is absolutely yes, you can teach an old dog new tricks. 42 is certainly not too old, neither is 52 and neither is 62. What we've seen over the last number of months is a very tangible move with people who may have been out of work for a particular period, and they realise the benefits of retraining, reskilling, and in many cases, embarking on a completely different career. And it's nowhere near as daunting, and it's certainly not unattainable for the majority of people. Briefly, there's a huge amount of resources out there that people could begin to look at if they wanted to. There's Springboard, which offer a nationwide range of courses which are specifically aimed at helping people to retrain with a view to coming off the live register. It's springboardcourses.ie, and it's been hugely successful. There's a similar program called MomentumSkills.ie, which is equally aimed at specifically helping job seekers to come off the live register. But what we tell people really is that use it as an opportunity to retrain, to reskill, to change your life, to give yourself a new future. I suppose, as you correctly say, the construction sector is one area that's been, has been particularly badly hit in recent years. And I suppose people who've now fallen victim to unemployment and long-term unemployment have options available to them. But by and large, what they will find is that skills they have picked up previously, which we would refer to them as transferable skills, in some cases can be applicable to their new career as well, because you're combining a range of skills coupled with the new disciplines that you will learn depending on what you go on to study. The end result can be a very, very, a well-rounded individual that has life experience behind them, that has now studied for the new career. And can basically combine their previous experience, their transferable skills, coupled with their new qualifications, and the possibilities in that regard can be endless.
And you've actually answered the next question I was going to ask you, which was basically at 42, unless you've been unemployed continuously forever, at 42. Most of us have certain skills, experiences,
Absolutely.
Knowledge
Absolutely.
That can be very relevant in an altogether different setting.
Well, it can be extremely relevant. I suppose the term that we use are transferable skills. I've spoken to job seekers over the last 12 months. I spoke to one individual who was quite mature in one of the institutes of technology, and he had previously had the guts of a 30-year career in construction, went back to this particular institute of technology, did his law degree, and the day I spoke to him, he'd actually gotten confirmation from a firm of solicitors that were taking him on for him to train as a solicitor. When you see stories like that, you really admire people for taking control of their own career, taking control of their own destiny, and giving themselves a new challenge and giving themselves a future. And again, I'd urge anyone who feels that a change in career would suit them, in some cases it's a case that they may have to do it. I'd encourage people to look at Springboard and look at MomentumSkills.ie and see what's out there, because these courses are available free of charge if you meet the criteria as set out. So it's well worth just spending a little bit of time online and researching those possibilities.
And of course, the fact of the matter is that nowadays it's quite accepted that even people starting out today will perhaps have 3, 4, maybe 5 different jobs over the course of a 40-year working life.
they will, and it could be 40 years and more, the way things are
indeed.
Going. Yeah, people, you know, it's very, very common now for people, you know, to change career several times during a lifetime. I suppose, you know, my parents and everybody's parents grew up in an era where you started a job at maybe 19 or 20 and that's where you stayed until you retired. Like, the whole dynamic of the labour market has changed. And employers in particular genuinely realise the benefit of somebody coming with, you know, with real life experience that may have been gained in a different sector, because skills and knowledge gained within that sector can be equally as applicable to, you know, to the new sector that they're moving into, and in some cases can actually add a real benefit.
Very good. We have to leave it there, Mark. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this evening and for giving us those advices. Mark MacDonald from Slí Nua Careers, based in Dublin. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you.
And good evening to you.